Madam looked down without seeing me. She looked at my face, my kerchief, my shift neatly tucked into my skirt, looked at my shoes pinching my feet, looked at my hands that were stronger than hers. She did not look into my eyes, did not see the lion inside. She did not see the me of me, the Isabel. I saw her. I saw all the way down to her withered soul. I walked up 2 steps. Did you sell Ruth? You will not address me in that insolent manner. Her voice shook a little. Becky wrung her hands. Come, Isabel, you need to peel the potatoes. Would Madam like some tea or coffee? I took another step up. Answer me, you miserable cow. Did you sell my sister? Madam backed up a step. Her letter fluttered to the bottom of the stairs. Her ancestors hung silent. Stay away from me, she said. Get back to the kitchen. She is 5 years old. I rose another step. She is a baby, and you sold her away from me? She swallowed hard. Her hands quivered. I wanted to grab her by the hair and throw her down the stairs, throw her out a window, beat her face with my fist. I wanted her blood to splash the painting, soak the wall and the wooden stairs. Isabel, Becky warned. The sunlight coming through the window was rosy red. I took the next step. I was almost close enough to reach her. Isabel, Becky tried again. One more step and I can have you hung, Madam whispered. I held my breath. There was a click of metal on metal. Becky had opened the front door wide. A hot wind from the street rose up the stairs, fluttering our skirts and causing me to turn. Madam grabbed a painting from the wall and threw it down on my head. I raised my arm too late and the frame crashed into me. The blow made me addlepated and weakened my knees. Madam ran upstairs, screaming like a house of fire. Becky dragged me down the steps and shoved me toward the open door. Run, she screamed. I ran out the front door for the first time. People walking under the shade of the sycamores across the street paused at the sight of a slave running away from a mansion where a woman was screaming. A man called after me. You there, girl! I ran straight down wall. Didn't worry about escaping notice of soldiers or strangers, just flew over the cobblestones as fast as I could. The red fog slowly rolled out of my mind. There were more shouts behind me, and people turning to stare at the cause of the commotion. I didn't dare take the time to turn around. Past City Hall, cross Broadway. I leapt over the remains of a sentry fire, bumped into a gray-bearded soldier wearing a homespun shirt, and startled a man carrying 2 live hens by the feet. One of the hens broke free in an explosion of feathers. The man shook his fist and called out for someone to stop me. I ducked down one street after another, trying to find a way to the river, but the army had erected barricades at the end of most of the roads to keep out the British. I was pinned in. The shouts behind me grew louder and closer. I darted down an alley, turned blindly toward the right, and ran smack into the barrel chest of a giant. Whoa there, young filly, a deep voice boomed. Don't want to go swimming in the river, do you? I had run straight into a blacksmith. Please, sir, I said. His enormous hands released me, and I looked over my shoulder. Looking to get away from someone, I suspect, the blacksmith said. Behind him billowed the cold smoke from the forge. The air was filled with a high tang of metal and sweat. You hurt, child, the blacksmith said. In need of some help? I wanted to spill out my story and to trust he could advise me. But he was a stranger. They were all strangers, and Ruth was gone, and there was blood on my forehead from the painting Madam threw at me, and she was going to see me hung, and I'd never be able to rescue Ruth, and she would be all alone, and... Tell them I went north. I gasped as I picked up my skirts and darted around the forge to the south. The blacksmith called after me, but his words were lost in the din of the soldiers and the sailors who cluttered my path. The wind off the river cooled my face and helped with my decision. I would turn myself over to the rebels. I had helped them fair and square. Now it was their turn. We were all fighting for liberty. Ad astra, I shouted. The words were not as magic as I had hoped. But the door eventually opened.